Right now we're speaking with Sean Tillman. You may know him better as Harmar's Superstar. He's an energetic Minnesota singer. He's performed alongside Father John Misty and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. He's worked with members of Doomtree and Julian Casablancas from The Strokes. He's even pitched songs to Britney Spears and been turned down. And he's got a new EP out called Personal Boy. It's out next week. And he's going to be playing Duluth at
the Red Herring
right. Lounge for the super big block party starting tonight.
Thanks for bringing up the Britney Spears turn down.
Wikipedia is an amazing thing, man.
No, it was like, I mean, I say that on stage. It's that song Tallboy that I do originally going to be a Britney song, and then there was a sort of a you know, she shaved her head and went a little batty for a second. So it was probably a bad idea for her professionally to have a song about drinking and having sex with tall boys. So I just released it myself as a Harmar song.
We still got a good version out of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the demo. Yeah.
So what can you tell me about Personal Boy? Because this is like a really cool new song. It's like 7 minutes long. It's got some real retro R&B vibes on it. Where did this come from?
It's just an epic track for sure. I've been recording a lot with BJ Burton and Laserbeak and Doomtree and we just started making this dance record, but before we could, you know, really delve into like the stuff that nobody's heard yet, I had this Personal Boy idea, and I had the chord progression, and we just started jamming on it and just sort of like, I don't know, it just turned into this epic track that needed to sound like Seal and George Michael. And once we got going on it, we couldn't stop, and we couldn't stop like putting the bells and whistles on it. And we decided it should be its own EP. So, yeah, so I'm making a 12 inch 45 RPM EP that should be available in the next couple weeks, and I guess next week it'll be out digitally, but I don't know. I just wanted something new for this tour I'm about to do with the Afghan Whigs.
Right, and there's an Afghan Whigs song on the EP as well.
Yeah, we covered the song Demon in Profile, which I love, off their new record, and I'm actually in the video for their version of the song, so I don't know, I thought I'd kind of make it more meta by doing my own version, and I'm psyched how it turned out, because it's like kind of a brooding song that turns into a kind of a dancey hit at the end, and the guys in the Afghan Whigs are very psyched about it, so we're releasing that on the EP too.
Where did you record that?
I recorded at April Bass at Justin Vernon's studio in Eau Claire, actually.
Cool. Yeah. How'd you get the title, The Personal Boy? As opposed to Tall Boy.
No, Personal Boy was just like, I don't know, it was sort of an idea that just sort of it just popped into my head, and it seemed like a cool theme, so I ran with it.
And you're from Marshall, Minnesota, originally, right?
Yeah, I mean, I lived there until I was 9, and then I moved to Owatonna until I was about 15, and then I moved to the Twin Cities after that.
So how did you start singing and getting down that career?
I don't know. I kind of always just like loved Michael Jackson and Prince, and would like, you know, stare at the record player and watch the record rotate, and just like kind of just, I don't know. I just always wanted to do that since I was like 4 or 5, and my sister is an opera singer, and we just sort of we're a singing bunch.
You got hypnotized by the Michael Jackson record.
You basically
become a singer. And I want to know, what's the connection to the Harmar Mall that you took your namesake from?
Well, you know, I kind of just I worked across the street from it for a while at the State Department of Education. I was, you know, like kind of working for the Board of Teaching, like proofreading laws, and I'd go there on my lunch break, and I kind of, you know, they used to have a movie theater that was my favorite place to see everything, and I've always been a movie buff, so I've logged a lot of hours hanging out at the Harmar Mall. So I don't know. I just thought the it rolled off the tongue nicely, and that was also like when I was 19. So I'm 39 now. So you know, you pick your name and you're stuck with it.
Yeah. Well, the movie buff. Now that you mentioned that, that makes a lot of sense because you're the leader of the Skull Band on the new Mystery Science Theater.
Oh yeah.
Are you a big fan of that show?
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved that show since I was like a little kid. I've always loved that show. It's like, kind of like the same kind of sensibility, humor wise, as I have. And I was just really psyched when Joel Hodgson took me out to lunch and asked me to do the theme song. That was like a few years ago when it finally came to light. I was very excited to put together the band and do the theme song and kind of some new life into it, you know?
Yeah, because that's a Minnesota original as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, well, you know, one of the, it's a classic kind of homespun Minnesota original, you know? Definitely. Like, it's just such a institution for me, I think, you know? And I think for most nerds.
Yeah, I'm absolutely right there with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the big thing with what you're known for is the live shows and just the energy and the craze that happens during those. So I want to know, when you get on stage, if there's someone in the crowd who's never seen Harmar Superstar before, like, what do you want their experience to be?
You know, I just want to take it over the top and kind of like that's where I thrive, is when I know there's people who have never seen me before. I give it every like ounce that I have, just to like convert people and make them have a good time. So the whole thing is just about having fun, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to like pump yourself up or train for some of those moves?
No, after doing it this long, it's kind of second nature. So I just get up there and rock it, you know.
Yeah, one piece of clothing at a time.
You know, I end up shirtless because I sweat a lot.
Sweat, I think, is an essential part of music, actually.
Yeah, getting shirtless.
Oh, sweating.
Oh, sweating. Oh, yeah. I hope so. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like for what I do, definitely. But you know, there are people who don't need to, or maybe aren't genetically predisposed to be as sweaty as I am.
Have you ever had problems with that?
I respect that. Oh no, no. I've got no problem with sweating.
Has a venue ever had problem with, like, why is this guy taking off his clothes on stage?
I guess. I mean, you know, a long time ago, I was on tour with Incubus in the early 2000s, and I definitely, you know, got arrested for public lewdness for taking my shirt off in Oklahoma. They were not psyched at that arena, but, you know.
Just the shirt?
No, I grabbed my crotch and yelled some expletives at some kids who were throwing batteries at me. So, you know, that was a natural.
That's a little more understandable.
Natural reaction. Yeah.
So the show at the Red Herring, who's going to be playing with you?
Tonight is going to be my friend Denver Daly, who plays guitar in Dish Parasitos, and he's been with me for a long time. And Aaron Baum, synth master from Minneapolis, and Adam Hurlburt, who plays in Solid Gold, and Errol Flynn, and my friend Ryan Mock. It's kind of just like a bunch of Minneapolis all-stars, I guess, you know. Jake Baldwin, this trumpet player who's insane and plays like 5 gigs a day. It's just like, it's a good band we got going. Same band I've had for, you know, the last few years on tour.
To me, it seems collaboration between Minneapolis musicians, even just like session musicians, that's really, really incredible.
Yeah, man. I had a blast last night. We just did a Marijuana Death Squad show at the Walker to a bunch of all these films, and it was incredible. It's like, you know, the band that Ryan Olson put together was, you know, Channy from Polisa and the two drummers from Polisa and Justin Vernon and Jake from Hippocampus and members of, you know, the Pines, and it was just like this amazing. It was incredible. It was such a fun night.
So how's it feel to just be like part of that creative collaborative?
you know, I'd jump up and just do like some vocals, you know, for a few minutes, and it literally just feels like you're on top of the world. It's amazing. It's just so fun to like mess around with those guys.
So coming up, Afghan Whigs tour, and you're touring pretty extensively as well.
Yeah, I mean, we leave September 3rd for 2 months, so we're kind of getting in some fun shows, like, you know, Duluth and Fargo and St. Cloud in the next few weeks to kind of, like, stay on point before we go rock the masses forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
For the little downtime that you do have, what do you just like to do to chill?
You know, I try to stay up on recording and making new stuff, and, you know, I watch a lot of TV. It seems like I'm really busy, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just hanging out on my couch, waiting for the next thing to happen.
The next party to hit.
Yeah.
Are there any other, like, because, you know, you've done so much, you've toured all around and been in different things and music videos. Are there any other career goals that you still have to check off?
I don't know. I mean, I write scripts for movies and TV shows and stuff, and I do that kind of, you know, when I can. So I guess, I don't know, I guess getting a feature made would be amazing, but for now I'm just sort of, you know, writing and seeing what happens. But I don't know, it's hard to say at this point. Like, I've got so much going on that, like, career goals are just like staying, I don't know, keeping up with myself really and not going insane.
I don't know how many people can keep up with Harmar Superstar, honestly.
I don't even know if I can.
All right. Again, the Red Herring Show is, you know, it's in Duluth. It's for the Super Big Block Party, the kickoff. That's tonight. That's at 8 p.m., I want to say, 9?
I think, yeah, we're on stage around 10:30, but Sweat Equity, our friends from Duluth, are playing, and they're great. So I'd say get down there around 9 and just let yourself be bathed in the sounds of funk.
Right. Yeah. And are you coming up to Lutzen anytime that you know of in the next few months?
I hope so. I love Lutzen. Not in the next few months. Hopefully, you know, this winter. I always try to get up there every year or two. I really love that place, and Papa Charlie's is super fun to play, and just a good vibe. I like to ski, so, you know, if you're listening, guys, book me for this winter. I'm ready.
Jim Vick, are you listening right now?
I've definitely, I do the Grindwire party most years. Like, Dave Simonette normally brings me up there, so I'm always game for that, because that's just a super fun weekend every time.
Is there anything else you want people to know, or?
I mean, man, I don't know. I guess just come out to the show tonight. I got some new shirts. The Personal Boy shirts are ready, so come by those. I've always been threatening to figure out what Family Sauna is all about, so I walk by and laugh at that thing every time. So maybe I'll come in with them. You ever seen Family Sauna around the corner?
Family Sauna? Oh, yeah. I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's a mystery to me that I kind of want to keep it a mystery just because it's too hilarious. Whatever version I think of what's happening in there in my brain is probably way more fun than what's actually going on.
I don't know. I think we might have to send you in. You might have to report back.
Yeah, I might have to be a man on the street. Yeah, figure it out.
All right. We were talking to Harmar Superstar. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Anytime.